RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Stroud takes a knee, and it's over. The Houston Texans are back in the playoffs. They knock off the Chargers in L.A. 20-16. Third straight year in the postseason for the first time in franchise history. The Texans have won 8 games in a row.
You damn Skippy, Mark Vandermeer. Happy Monday. Let me roll that back. Happy victory.
Yo.
Reaction Monday. You are indeed in the loop.
Be specific,
on Sports Radio 610.
Be specific.
Oh, man, what a time to be alive. There is so much to talk about on this victory reaction Monday, and we're happy that you were here to enjoy this with me. And sitting next to me in the stead of one, the OG John Lopez, it is Brandon K. Scott. B. Scott, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm feeling good. Glad to be in here with you on a reaction Monday. You know, normally I come in and join the show on a Friday, right? We kind of start the weekend off right with the vibes. To start the week off right with the vibes after the weekend that we've seen. Of course, on Saturday, the city of Houston hit a trifecta between, obviously, what we just mentioned, the Texans winning.
Yes.
Okay. U of H won against LSU in the Texas Bowl.
Yep.
And the Rockets took down the Cleveland Cavaliers as well. So they hit a trifecta on Saturday. We were able to kind of coast on Sunday and really just enjoy it all and kind of just watch as neutral observers.
Ooh, and we were this close to getting another win in a way.
We were. But just the relief of being able to watch all of the chips fall wherever they may, and to know that you took care of business the day before, and then on a reaction Monday, you would get to come in and kind of have your chest out a little bit and feel good about going to the playoffs. 3 straight seasons, all right? The literally has to be the best start to any Texans era, right? You know, the 3 straight seasons going to the playoffs. So there's a lot to break down, a lot to react to, a lot to probably critique and pick apart.
I'm going to try and do better about that.
But I also think, and we can do it, like we got 4 hours to do it, right, Rich? But we can also celebrate the fact that you're in this position and you kind of got the world at your feet at this point. Like, your future is in front of you. So I'm with it, man. Let's go.
Yes. Shout out to my guy, Colin Neal, on the ones and twos. Figgy Fig off this week as well. But we're still going to give you all the in-loop fun. Honestly, you are a large part of the in-loop fun. So get involved with the program. The various different ways that are available to you. First and foremost, there's the text line, 713-572-4610. Let us know your thoughts. How are you feeling on this Victory Reaction Monday with 8 wins in a row. You can do the same. Courtesy of the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers on the live stream.
We keep it 100.
I see you, Colin. There you go. On the ones and twos.
My guy.
There's the Twitch chat, Sports Radio. Or sorry, the YouTube page is Sports Radio 610. The Twitch chat is 610 Houston. Get involved there. We want to hear you as well. How did you take in this victory in which your Houston Texans went to SoFi Stadium for the second time this year and got a win this time around, this time against the Chargers? And it was a 20-16 victory. The score feels very much like the latter three quarters than the first quarter, where I was honestly in that moment, I was like, well, bleep me. Like, because I have been wondering and I have been pondering about what this offense is, what the high water mark is for it. And they were like, bleep you. Here comes some bombs that you are not familiar with. Here comes the explosive plays that I know CJ Stroud longs for, that he loves doing. The ones that I had taken out of my mind that were a part of this offense, I was like, okay, the deep plays aren't necessarily, they're going to death by a thousand cuts you. They're going to hit you with in breakers.
He said, don't put us in a box.
He said, let me get this go route. Let me get this skinny post.
Hey, dare I say it felt like vintage CJ Stroud? Like, y'all remember his rookie year? This felt like the way he wanted to attack. We remember that the last game of the season in 2023 when they hit Nico Collins to start the game, right? Like, this is something that I felt like CJ Stroud was trying to guard against, something that they've been even trying to reel in a little bit of, like, hey, take the easy money, take what's given to you instead of always wanting to make the big play. We criticize him for holding on to the ball for too long and taking unnecessary sacks. This is all a part of the same mentality, and it felt like this year they had coached that out of him a little bit. It was like, be safe, death by a thousand cuts. Maybe he didn't have that in him no more, and he said, to hell with that. Don't put me in no box. I'll start this game the first third down we get. And what a drive, by the way. Like, the first three plays of the game, like, you get 5 yards on a run, couple more yards on a run, and it's third and short, and they say, hell with it. We just gonna bomb us one for 75 yards. Like, it was sublime. And like I said, I felt like vintage CJ Stroud, which is a weird thing to say about a guy that's only in his third
season. That's right. But you know what's funny about that play, that first one, is, or maybe not even just that one, both of the deep plays on that capped off your first two drives for the Houston Texans. This is a Chargers defense that prior to this game, I think, had only given up two plays of 20 plus yards, if the memory serves me correctly.
But the big thing was that they didn't give up big plays.
This is not what they do. Or maybe in the last 6 weeks, they had only given up two of those, something to that effect. The point being, as you mentioned, this is not the MO for that Chargers defense. Right. You came out early and you hit them in the mouth that way. I appreciated that. Was that part of your big takeaway? Because that was one for me, is that I don't know that I had found peace with the idea of what this offense is, but I definitely had gotten to a place where I had found a way to calm myself to the idea of this offense is going to do enough. And enough is one of those things that is a nebulous term, because sometimes enough ain't enough, if you know what I mean. That sounds wild.
Nah, I mean, it almost wasn't enough here.
And so, but the idea that every once in a while they can rev this thing up and throw that up there, I'm like, I like that as an idea if that remains within this offense. What were some of the big takeaways for you from this?
Yeah, so on that exact point, though, I thought the first touchdown to Higgins was just a matter of reading the defense perfectly and seeing where the safety shades over to Nico Collins. Shout out to Nico Collins for being a coverage dictator in that way, to kind of open up an opportunity for Higgins to just be young and fast and get open, right? And so he does that. That was kind of as simple as that.
You know what some of that was?
Also,
I think the defense did not anticipate that this offense would go deep.
No, clearly not.
Because Tarheeb Steele, let me say his name properly, who was on Higgins, like, he's flat-footed.
Yeah.
Until Higgins gets there, and he is flat-footed still. Like, he does not flip his hips and run with them as if he's thinking, that's a comeback route.
Right.
And Higgins just goes, I'm even, so I'm leaving.
Yeah. And they ran that a couple of times, or at least where, you know, Nico is short and Higgins is deep, right? So that was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point of, like, them kind of standing up and saying, hey, we're not going to be this conservative dink-and-dunk offense. We're going to take shots. That stood out to me even more on the second touchdown with Jalen Noll, somebody who I know a lot of Texans fans have lamented is not involved enough, or does not seem to be involved enough or enough of a focus in their offense, especially as somebody who has like a unique particular skill set that they can't really replicate anywhere else within their receiving group. Like, they just don't
not
have
even close.
They don't have another burner like that.
Not even
like,
close. Not with Tank Dell still standing on sidelines.
Exactly. So they've been trying to find the Tank Dell replacement, feels like a stretch, but somebody that can do a similar thing. And we just kind of thought it would be Jalen Nowell, and it just hasn't been as much as maybe you wanted it to be or thought it might be. And then there it is. It's like, okay, so where has that been all season? Like, and them kind of figuring that thing out. And I've talked to Jalen Nowell in the locker room a time or two about, hey, just, you know, some of the improvements that he's tried to make in his route running and kind of how he attacks everything. And you can kind of see the trust, I think, growing between him and C.J. Stroud, between C.J. Stroud and Jaden Higgins. And that is, to me, the new element or the thing that the offense has unlocked. This is what stood out to me in the game, because I've been asking about this or asking everybody on the offense about this. Hey, what do you guys feel like you got to unlock? What is it about the offense that you guys haven't found? Because if, like, tell me if this is just what it is, and we've had this discussion, like, this is just what the offense is. Just tell me that. And I guess I just got to accept it. But when I ask and what I'm trying to figure out, it's like, what do they need to unlock? And nobody has quite said this, but in my mind, it's been, hey, it's the rookies. It's the players that weren't necessarily involved early on in the season, that weren't necessarily reliable targets early on in the season. You're not going to Jaden Higgins on the first, on the third play of the game for a 75-yard bomb, right? Like, that's just not happening early in the season. It's not even a thought. You're probably not hitting Jalen Nowell on the second drive of the game for a 40-plus yard bomb. It's just not happening. And so now that you've got that trust, now that these guys have developed in a way that you probably wanted them to be earlier on in the season, it adds a different dynamic to the offense. Now, doesn't mean everything is perfect, because as we'll talk about, it got kind of stagnant there toward the end, or literally just right after that.
Okay.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I want to get there, because there's a lot of people on the YouTube page, on the text line, that are like various different iterations of that same thing. Somebody was like, well, they clearly locked Nick Haley in a broom closet for the first 6 minutes. I think you have to give him his credit if you're willing to give him the demerits in other instances, because I do think that this, you give him some credit here. Like I said, that first touchdown play, the 75 yards.
75 yards. Longest touchdown pass of C.J. Stroud's career to Jaden Higgins.
Right.
How about that?
I think that, as I mentioned, Tarheeb still sits down because of what has been put on tape, and recognizing your tendencies and zigging where people expect you to zag. That is something that you have to give credit to an offensive coordinator for. Now, I would love if your tendencies weren't that everything is a comeback and the defense is going to sit on it. I would love if you were a little bit more variable in that way. But in this instance, I appreciate that you are at least able to make good on that. But I do want to go back. You're talking about the rookies, and this was a question I asked myself during this game, so much so that I wrote it down in my notes. are the Texans finding more belief in the rookies? And because I don't know how much it's about belief, because I know that they've said, and sometimes you got to be careful taking them at their word, even though I think that that is the reasonable and fair thing to do, is to try and take somebody at their word. But you got to be careful, because all of this is, is a managing of the conversation between us, the media, them, the principals, and what we're talking about here. But they've said, D'Amico, Ryans, Kaylee, that they trust these guys. And we've seen in various different instances, maybe more Jaden Higgins than Jalen Knoll. But how much of this was it just shots were there to be had? And yeah, those are the shot guys.
Yeah, no, I think it's a little bit of both. Like I think belief kind of comes off as a little either cliche or cheesy a little bit, but you got to kind of look at where that belief actually comes from, like them actually improving and actually getting open. Like, there were times earlier in the season where there just always wasn't anywhere to go with the football, and now there is, right? And so that's where the belief comes from. It's from the actual improvement from the players. But then, as you mentioned, that the shots were actually there. I think we sometimes have a struggle accepting the offense as it is, whether it works or not. Like, so you ask, is this just the shots being there or those plays being there? That's the same offense that they've been running, right? It's just that these plays were there. They're not always there. They were in this case, as you mentioned, still is flat footed and is not keeping up with Higgins. And then you get the safety help with Derwin James going over to kind of focus more on Nico Collins. Bam, Jaden Higgins is butt naked wide open, and it's a 75-yard touchdown. Jalen Knoll, honestly, man, that was just a case of him being faster than anybody else on the field.
And the influence of a deep hitch by Nico Collins brings that safety down. It's too high, mind you. That's the whole,
in like, just enough time.
This is the modern NFL, right? This is the Vic Fangio influence on the National Football League, where too high safeties, you can't throw over top of them. Except when you have a guy like Nico Collins that impacts fear. This is what I talk about when I'm like, is this a number one wide receiver? This is the thing that gets me in trouble when I talk about Amon-Ra St. Brown, because I'm like, how much does he bend a defense?
Yeah.
And Nico Collins, if anybody ever talks crazy to you, point to the idea that Nico Collins created that second touchdown that Jalen Knoll had, because that safety was like, damn, my responsibility is over top. Nico Collins right here, even if he's sitting down, I gotta help.
Yeah.
And that creates room for Jalen Knoll to get across the face of the other safety, and boom, here we go, 40-some yards touchdown.
Man, he impacted both of them, and it was before he ever had a catch. Like, I forget how long it was before he actually finally caught a ball, but he had already impacted the game before he was even targeted because of this exact reason, because of exactly what we're talking about here, being a coverage dictator. But I do want to say this, though, about the whole Kaylee thing and some of what we're seeing in the chats and on the text line. Like, for me, I think they've got some issues. They've got some play calling issues. He is now, though, I feel like nowhere near the top of my list of issues. Like, if I had to look at it, he's not really, for me, it's the offense itself that I don't like. It's not necessarily the play calling. And here's the thing. I feel like this is an overall team strategy, and Nick Kaylee's got to take the fall for it. But to me, it is an overall team strategy by the Texans to play with a lead. They're much more so built to play with a lead than from behind, right?
Without question.
Just based on how the offense is and all of that. But to play with a lead, to possess the ball, to not turn the ball over, and to allow the defense to pin its ears back and to help you win the game. And so, look, I've been saying this on this show and on other shows for as long as I have been able to or have been allowed to. They want to score 23 points. They had already damn near done that 3-4 minutes, however long it was into the game. It scored 14 points. Yeah, the play calling got conservative after that, because this is just what they are. And so we can have this conversation about whether we like it or whether we believe in it or whether we want to accept it. It's won you 8 straight games. It's brought you to the playoffs for a third straight year. And now you're in a position, like we talked about, kind of celebrating the moment of being able to be one of the teams among the group of AFC teams where it's wide open, where people think that you can actually make some noise in the playoffs. How do you feel about that? But this is the strategy. This does feel like who they are. The team that wants to play with a lead and then play keep away. That's what it has felt like so often throughout this 8-game winning streak, Reggie. It's like, instead of putting their foot on people's throats like everybody wants them to do, they're just kind of playing keep away. Let's keep the ball. Let's possess the ball. Let's not turn it over, which they did in this game, but it didn't quite come back to bite them, because even the Chargers could not take advantage of it, which is another thing. I thought the Chargers kind of choked this game away. We haven't gotten to that part. But aside from that, from a Texan strategy standpoint, they want the ball. That's it. They want the ball. Does that mean we get a touchdown? Does that mean that we punt? Does that mean that we get a field goal? I don't know. But we want the ball. That is how they kick it, man. We don't have to like it, but that's clearly how they kick it. And because the defense is so damn good, and because the quarterback, to his credit, has been making better decisions with the football, it's working. And the backup made good decisions with the football to start this winning streak. It's been working. I don't like it, but it's been working.
We've talked about this on this show as their recipe, and this is the recipe that they want. You know what this is a recipe for? And maybe this is because I've just been watching and reading too much Watchmen in my week off last week.
Okay, I could see that.
Is this a recipe for borscht? Mm. Are you familiar with the Eastern European dish called borscht, which is a sour soup made with meat, stock, vegetables, and seeds? It's hearty. It sticks to your bones. Yeah. It keeps you going through a tough Russian winter. Is it fried chicken? Is it tres leches cake? Is it anything that like really tastes delicious? Maybe not, but it'll keep you going.
Will you borscht your way to a championship? Will you eat borscht to sacrifice? Will you sacrifice that to win a title if it gets you a title?
I don't know, but this feels like a winter of AFC contenders where all you need is some borscht, baby. Get you through this winter.
Yeah.
Right? There is not the fear of a big-time team to come over and hit you, right? Because what you were alluding to, where you go, the Chargers did some things to mess this up for themselves in this game. And even still, like, because I was like, okay, that is, if I'm going to be the contrarian that sometimes my brain wants me to be, those are there. And I go, well, who amongst the teams in the American Football Conference do not a little bit of that here and there? And I was like, I can't point to one.
Yeah.
And so go ahead and borscht it up, baby.
Eat your borscht, eat your Wheaties, drink your milk.
I think Dicker had too much borscht.
Buddy, man, I don't know how you ended up with, shout out to Rich Eisen, who will come up again in this program, who made it very clear that one, he did not broadcast a jinx, but two, that Cameron Dicker is the most accurate kicker in the league, and he missed two of them things, an extra point and a field goal.
Yeah, which amounts to 4 points, by the way, and the Texans won.
20-16, your Texans get victory points. Number 8 in a row. Here is victory number 11 on the season, and your Texans, I don't know how I got this many minutes into the show. Playoff bound, baby.
Yeah.
Playoff bound, baby. Officially, we need to go ahead and get us another banner in here. We got a 2024 one up. 2025 playoffs. Your Houston Texans solidify that with a 20-16 victory in LA versus the Chargers. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We'll return to this game. A lot to react to within this. Somebody said borscht is so bleeping good. Okay, shout out to the 713 being cultured and knowing things about borscht.
All right.
I didn't realize I would say borscht this much on this program ever in my life.
I'm going to have to get on that.
I don't know if you do, but hey.
If it's that healthy for you, man, I might need to.
Coming up next here on the program, speaking of getting on that, do the Rockets need to keep on with this particular thing? That thing? Tari Eason in the starting lineup. We'll talk about it next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.